in the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. The IMF predicts 11% economic growth for Barbados this year and a return of tourism to pre-pandemic levels in 2 years. Significant job creation expected from a $250 million rural road repair program financed by the Chinese. Government promises a fix of service issues at the licensing authority and other state agencies. Cane farmers to get in a few weeks of consultants' report on the future of the industry as government exits. Britain's Hill residents shocked over the death of a young man who has been reported missing. And NBA champion Andrew Wiggins reps his Bayesian heritage on social media, warming the hearts of many Bayesians with an outpouring of reaction time. With the details, I'm Ricardo Roberts.
The evening edition coming to you with the kind compliments of the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
To qualify for severance, you must be aged 16 to 67, working for at least 104 continuous weeks with the same company, dismissed for redundancy, be laid off, kept on short time, or contracted to work for no less than 21 hours a week. For further details, please visit nis.gov.bb and follow the NIS on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
It's more than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
The International Monetary Fund predicts the Barbados economy will grow by 11% this year. The forecast is contained in a press statement on the seventh review under the Extended Fund Facility Arrangement and Staff Report, which is published today on the IMF website. The report states that despite significant economic shocks associated with the COVID-19 pandemic, twin natural disasters, and the war in Ukraine, Barbados has made good progress in implementing its economic recovery and transportation plan, or BERT, to restore fiscal and debt sustainability, rebuild reserves, and increase growth. International reserves increased to $1.5 billion at the end of 2021, supported by loans. According to the IMF, this and what it says has been a successful public debt restructuring, helped rebuild confidence in the country's macroeconomic framework. The statement adds that economic growth is projected at 11% for 2022, premised on a robust recovery of tourism, which is expected to return to pre-pandemic levels by 2024. The IMF adds that the outlook, nonetheless, remains highly uncertain and risks are elevated, including from higher global commodity prices following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It notes it has triggered price rises. Government is borrowing just over $250 million from a Chinese bank for an extensive roadworks program in rural Barbados. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, says the project will create jobs and help improve the lives of many families. He today introduced in the House of Assembly a resolution under the Special Loans Act for the Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project, emphasizing that the low-interest loan comes from highly concessional terms.
The government of Barbados is borrowing from the lender, the Export-Import Bank of China. It is approximately, sir, $256,600,000. The purpose, sir, is to finance the execution of the Scotland District Rehabilitation Project. And the term of the loan, sir, is 20 years. What I want to impress upon the public, sir, through you, is that there will be a grace period of 60 months, sir, from the effective date of the agreement. 60 months. 5 years, sir. 5 years grace period. Which means, sir, we have some time and space, sir, to get the works done before we start to repay the loan.
He stressed the importance of such projects at this time of what he calls rough seas.
Because once we can get people, sir, back to work and they're working a full work week, sir, which is the absolute, absolute critical thing that we have to have done, is perhaps, sir, the best absorption of the shock, whatever that shock may be, sir, with respect to helping people to be able to cope. And therefore, we will continue, sir, to seek out opportunities where we can get Barbadians job opportunities in the short, medium to long term that will help them, sir, to be able to support themselves and their families, whilst at the same time, sir, allowing the state, the government, to be able to respond, sir, to these long-standing issues.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strone. Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw, promises to fix the issues at the Barbados Licensing Authority, describing some of the past problems there as, quote, a hot mess. Ms. Bradshaw was speaking in the House of Assembly, where she highlighted the need to modernize a number of government agencies. She referred to the many complaints about the difficulty of doing business at the Licensing Authority.
It also requires us to modernize places like the Licensing Authority, because that was a hot mess. And thank God that we've been able to get to the point where we now have the BRA office, the Barbados Revenue Authority, back to the Pine location. Again, our ability to listen to the people and to understand that the people sometimes has got more sense than those who sit in high places.
But she sees a need to continue the overhaul there and elsewhere.
And I agree, sir, wholeheartedly, that services like the Licensing Authority must be reformed. And we are on the course, in the process of doing a number of those things and rolling them out. But we are also mindful that, you know, your change is a difficult thing sometimes, sir, to accomplish. And you have to work with people in order to get those changes to become a reality. And we will work with persons to be able to make that shift to modernize a number of these entities.
Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw. This country's private cane farmers will have, in the next few weeks, a consultant's report on the future structure of the sector as government exits. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, during an IMF news conference here last week, reaffirmed the government's intention to end financing of the sugar industry and turn it over to private enterprise. Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, tells Starcom Network News the matter is the subject of discussions with government.
We've had meetings with the Prime Minister. We're well aware of her position, and I think all the stakeholders are on board with that position. We have had consultants down in Barbados about a couple of months ago, and they have spent a lot of time going through the factory, the field, etc. And we're actually awaiting their very detailed report, which we expect to get within the next couple of weeks. So we look forward to looking at that, reviewing it, and also submitting that to the Ministry of Agriculture and also the Prime Minister. She's well aware of the report.
You also spoke of some aspects of the privatization plan.
We have agreed that the industry needs to be privatized, and there are certain steps that need to be taken now. We will be submitting those steps in the report, which will be ready in a couple of weeks' time. We will be talking about renewable energy being part of the sugar industry. We've talked about that before, both photovoltaic and also biomass. We'll be talking about improving efficiencies in both the factory and the field. And these are not things that aren't known, they're just things that aren't being done. So these are things that will make huge improvements. So, you know, once we have that report, then we will submit it and we will go through it, etc. And we'll move very swiftly forward.
Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley. And residents of Britain's Hill are shocked and confused over the circumstances surrounding the death of Rahim Camacho. Camacho was found hanging from a tree at Lansdowne Enterprise Christchurch on Sunday. The police are still trying to determine the circumstances of his death and have issued an appeal for anyone with information on the case to come forward. And NBA champion and All-Star Andrew Wiggins has been seen on social media repping his Barbadian heritage just days after winning his first NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors. And that was the latest in the evening edition of Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good evening.